WTOP News Time, 8:46, and WTOP Sports is brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. Now Dave Johnson.
While the Redskins defense chased Jim Kelly and company halfway to St. Paul, the Redskins were busy no-huddling their way to a 37-24 win over the Buffalo Bills in Super Bowl 26. And quarterback Mark Rippon, a guy who's endured plenty of criticism in this Redskin crazy town, the most valuable player, head coach Joe Gibbs.
I thought his performance today was great. We went no-huddle quite a bit, and he was in charge of that. He's as much as anything, Rip is so very bright, and he's a very good orchestrator of an offense. He does a great job of that, and it's going to give us more leeway, I think, down the road because he is so good and so smart at running things.
Rippon finished 18 of 33 for 292 yards and two touchdowns, and veteran Art Monk notes.
Well, I think you can rate him right up there with all the other quarterbacks we had in the Super Bowl. He handled himself great. He didn't get, nerve-wracked or anything. He was poised. He did the right things that he was supposed to do offensively as far as calling the right plays, et cetera. So he handled himself real well. I take my hat off to him.
Switching over to defense, the Redskins held Thurman Thomas to 13 yards rushing, intercepted Jim Kelly four times, making him throw a Super Bowl record 58 times. Wilbur Marshall and Brad Edwards providing some highlight hits, leaving little doubt which team would be taking home the Lombardi Trophy. And for head coach Joe Gibbs, he now joins Bill Walsh and Chuck Knoll as the only coaches to win three Super Bowls. On the ice yesterday, the Capitals set the tone for Super Bowl Sunday with a 6-4 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Dino Cicerelli with two goals and an assist, but Kelly Miller says goaltender Dom Beaupre may have been the difference.
He played a great game, and that's the key to a real successful team, and especially when it comes down to playoffs, is having a great goaltender, and certainly in Donnie we have that.
Also on the ice, Buffalo beats Winnipeg 5-2, Montreal 3, Hartford 1, and the NBA Boston winner over Detroit 106-91, and the college basketball poll is out. Duke still number one. Georgetown is out of the top 25. Listen for sports updates at 16 and 46 every hour. I'm Dave Johnson, WTOP Sports.
WTOP News Time.